time appears to be running out for some residents in Greene County, New York, who had hoped to stop construction of a new jail. The Greene County Legislature on Wednesday night gave the green light for a new jail to be built in Coxsackie. Legislature Chair Patrick Linger is a Republican.
As of Wednesday night, we held a special meeting to get back responses that we had requested from the state leadership, to include the Assembly, the Senate, and the Governor's Office. We did not receive anything back in writing as to whether there was going to be any legislation pushed through those bodies to allow shared or regional jails. And as a result of that, the legislature decided that we would move forward with the resolutions that we've already passed, which include the bonding as well as the bid awards from the competitive bids that came in that we've already approved. So right now, we are going to move forward on those two resolutions.
Republican State Senator George Amador of the 46th District represents Greene County.
In my office, we have a policy of responding to home rule, and that's what I have done throughout the entire process here. We never received a request from Greene County Legislature to carry this bill. They reached out to the governor's office and the legislative leaders to weigh in on this issue. And to my knowledge, they didn't get even a response, nor did I. A statewide bill has passed in the Senate numerous times in the past, which I have supported, and it has always been held up in the New York State Assembly.
A bill introduced by Brooklyn Democratic Assemblyman Joseph Lentol, intending to clarify the state's position on shared jails, is moving through committees so slowly that groundbreaking for the jail is now almost a given. Activists fear when construction begins, costs will rise. Wayne Sheridan heads the Greene County Taxpayers Association.
Some people say it could be as much as $90 million, which is the biggest capital expense ever in Greene County. And it will raise taxes, again, people we trust, say 16 to 20% each year for the next 30 years.
Linger says Wednesday's vote shows that not all taxpayers are on the same page as Sheridan and his group.
The majority voted to continue on with what we had already approved. There was actually no dissenting opinion as far as moving forward with what we've approved.
Linger says final written permits are expected soon from the State Department of Environmental Conservation.
What we approved was a $39 million bond resolution plus an $8 million cash influx to come up with a total of the $47.1 million low competitive bids that we awarded. Those awards, I believe, were going to reduce again our bed count. We do hope to have somewhat of a reduction in the neighborhood of $3 to $3.5 million from what was approved. And I believe our pre-construction meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday with the contractors. We'll go from there. We're still waiting on a couple of permits that we've been told are ready to be issued, but I don't have them in hand yet.
The state legislative session ends June 19th. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.